poison ivy is the bane of many outdoor enthusiasts. The plant's distinctive leaves are made up of three leaflets, and starting in late summer, its branches are full of whitish berries that are toxic to humans, but not to a gray catbird. They'll land on poison ivy and pluck off the berries one after another. Just like its leaves, poison ivy berries are rich in an oil called urushiol that can cause a serious allergic reaction in humans. But catbirds and other bird species just aren't sensitive to urushiol. Poison ivy berries are one of many fruits that help birds survive fall and winter once insects become scarce. Other wild fruits such as pokeberry, holly, and Virginia creeper are poisonous to humans, but not to birds. So the old survival advice to eat the berries that birds eat turns out to be pretty misleading. While you probably want to stay away from poison ivy, you can improve habitats for birds by planting native fruit bushes and advocating for wildlife-friendly gardening in public green spaces. Learn more on our website, birdnote.org. I'm Ariana Rimmel. Support for BirdNote is provided by Jerry Tone and Martha Wyckoff from Seattle, Washington, and generous listeners around the world.
Hi, this is Towers, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, BC. Diverse, independent, yours.
Welcome to Modern Jazz Today with your hosts, Carrie Gaffney
and Jeff Williams,
where we will focus on the ever-evolving landscape of today's jazz, traversing the genre and presenting what's new, what's groundbreaking, and where it's happening. Right here and only here on Modern Jazz Today.
You are tuned in to Modern Jazz Today with your host, Carrie Gaffney and Jeff Williams, inviting you to go visit our website at www.modernjazztoday. Coming up on the queue is Joe Bowden from the album Music is Life, the track Impulse Response. Thank you.
Keep it tuned right here to Modern Jazz Today. Up next is Tim Jago. The album's called Time Shift, and we'll check into the track Fine Line. Then Aki Rissanen. The album's called Imaginary Mountains, and we'll check into the title track. Then Lauren Henderson's got a new one. This one's called Sonidos. We'll check into the track Soledad. Let's dig in.
Thank you.
tuned in to Modern Jazz Today with your host, Carrie Gaffney and Jeff Williams, inviting you to go visit our website at www.modernjazztoday.com. Up first on the queue is Silvano Monasterios from the album The River. The track, Dance on the Wire.
Thank you.
This is Modern Jazz Today. Up next, Rob Clearfield from the album Voice in the Wilderness. The track, When We Were Kings.